It's Tuesday, the 25th of June, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Africa Hospitality Investment Forum has started today in Windhoek. The forum attracts investors, business leaders, senior government officials and advisors from 41 countries to a three-day networking conference. Kenneth Nependa, CEO of Sandwich Dune Tours and Safaris.
This is the first day that we're here, and obviously it's the first of these events taking place in Namibia. We really want to see a lot of investments taking place within Namibia. We are here as tour operators and tour business people within Namibia, trying to link and see how we can grow this sector, grow the hospitality sector, grow tourism sector within Namibia. So we're really excited to being here, and we're expecting good things to take place out of this whole event, and we're excited, definitely.
The Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security has achieved the target of registering 50,000 people for birth certificates and identity documents through the ongoing mass registration campaign. Ministry spokesperson Margaret Kallo.
6,726 applicants were registered as stateless and undocumented persons. This is basically the category of persons who at the time of registration could not provide any documentary proof indicating that they are citizens of any country. Reaching this milestone underscores the ministry's commitment to ensuring comprehensive birth registration coverage in the country.
South Africa's Border Management Authority Commissioner Michael Masiapato has announced that the authority's port health officials have developed an outbreak preparedness plan that outlines the response in dealing with mpox. Spokesperson Meme Mokgotsi says 13 cases have been confirmed thus far by South Africa's Department of Health.
The BMA continues to encourage travelers to continue with chronic conditions medication, as people with chronic conditions have presented more severe manifestation of symptoms. We also encourage travelers suspecting any symptoms to seek medical care immediately, especially those who have traveled to areas with cases of mpox.
Anti-tax protesters in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, have pushed their way into the complex where Parliament sits. Local television has been showing images of a police truck on fire nearby. There have been reports of people being wounded as police fired rounds to disperse the crowds. A human rights organization said it has witnessed 4 protesters being shot and said that 1 person has been killed. This has not been confirmed. And WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's wife says he will be a free man after a U.S. judge signed off on his landmark plea deal expected to take place in the U.S. tomorrow. Stella Assange said he boarded a plane from London to Bangkok yesterday.
This period of our lives, I'm confident now, has come to an end. Things are moving very quickly, but if everything goes well, Julian will be on a plane on the way to freedom.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.